Workplace Relations Minister Bill Shorten will hold talks with Telstra and its contractors today over the NBN asbestos scare. Several sites in three states have been shut down when asbestos was disturbed while pits were being prepared by workers. The federal government will set up a register for people who think they may have been exposed to the deadly fibre. The federal government is setting up the headquarters of its new National Disability Insurance Scheme in Geelong. The Victorian city is still reeling from Ford's decision to close its local car factory. The new headquarters will eventually employ 350 people. Wayne Swan wants to put the Republic back on the political agenda. The Treasurer will be joined by the opposition frontbencher Malcolm Turnbull at an event organised by the Australian Republican Movement in Canberra today. Mr Swan is calling for a plebiscite to determine the level of support, followed by a referendum on what type of model should be adopted. Tens of thousands of people have returned to the streets of Turkey for a third day of anti-government protests. Police have again fired tear gas at rock-throwing demonstrators in Istanbul. There have also been clashes in the capital, Ankara. And officials in the US say tornadoes and floods that struck at the weekend have killed at least 14 people. Most of the deaths occurred in Oklahoma, where three professional storm chasers were among the fatalities. Tim Samaras, his son and a colleague were caught in their car as a tornado dropped down on a highway near Oklahoma City.